And indeed, it is time for the game plan here on Downtown. Our opportunity to talk Black Bear football as we're joined by the color analyst of the Black Bears, my partner in crime, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert. How are you?
I am fine, Richard. Looking forward to the big game tomorrow night.
Yeah, before you get there, though, you've got another event. You're headed off to the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Indeed, I am. My brother Jim played with Justin Strelzik, who is one of the folks that's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, a football player, played with the Pittsburgh Steelers, had a long career with them, 10 years. And it should be fun to catch up with some of the folks from his team back in the late 80s. So I look forward to that and checking in with some of the other folks that are going to be there, including the 1965 Maine football team.
Right, the Tangerine Bowl team will be there as well. Well, it's a big weekend for football, both past and present, because to the recollection of everybody involved, starting with Tyson McCatton, the Sports Information Department, and you and I who go back a ways, this may well be the biggest regular season game in Alphon Stadium history.
Well, I think it is. I don't think there's any question about it, Rick. First time that two top 10 teams have gone at it. And it should be a very exciting game. A lot of offensive playmakers and a tremendous amount of talent on the field tomorrow night.
Well, we saw Towson last year on the road, and I feel like maybe the Black Bears caught a little bit of a break getting Tom Flacco late in the season when he had been hit a lot. But it sounds like, from talking with their radio guy, Spiro Marakis, a couple of days ago, the plan already is for them to get him less contact this year in the regular season. They're trying to run him a little less and keep him healthier for the stretch drive.
Well, that's probably a good strategy, but they may need Flacco at its best to stay with the Black Bears tomorrow night. I think the Bears are hungry, they're motivated, and I think they're going to play really well. But Flacco is a real tough matchup because of his ability to be that dual-threat guy. He's kind of redefined what a dual-threat quarterback is in the CAA, rushing for 742 yards last year and passing for 3,251 yards. In a school record time, 28 touchdowns.
Spiro Marakis recalled an earlier quarterback from an earlier time, Fran Tarkenton, when talking about him. I think you referred to him last year as a bigger Doug Flutie.
Yes, Fran Tarkenton describes him quite well. He's 6'1", 205 pounds, and he is as tough as nails because Maine sacked him four times last year, and he eluded about another five or six would-be sacks. Just with his ability to create, he's crafty, he's got his head downfield, he can throw the ball in a lot of different ways. He's just the ultimate playmaker. And, for Maine to win this game tomorrow night, they've got to be able to shut down the fleet-footed Flacco. Put him under lock and key, partner.
Well, yes, and he's got some weapons, it would seem, this year as well. Through two games, he's connected with 12 different receivers.
Yeah, he has, and they've got a really deep receiving core. Shane Leatherbury is their top receiver, Rich. He's got 105 career receptions, 1,299 career receiving yards, and 11 career touchdowns. But they've got some new guys coming in. Darian Street, a 6'2", 190-pound transfer from Pittsburgh, looks real good. He's off to a good start with five receptions for 95 yards and a touchdown. Jabari Allen, 6'4", 205-pound junior, is also a very dangerous receiver for them. He's averaging 19.5 yards per catch. So a lot of guys, Rich, that can make plays, including a tight end, also a transfer from Pittsburgh a couple of years ago, Chris Clark, 6'5", 255-pounder, and coming out of high school, some people had him rated as the best tight end in the country.
And in the backfield, one of the most dangerous players in the CAA, if not in all of FCS football, in Shane Simpson.
Yeah, he's scary. Averaging 7.8 yards per carry, Rich. And over his career, 4,696 all-purpose yards. He was an all-purpose machine last year, averaging 171.5 all-purpose yards per game.
Now, we think about Towson, we lock into their offense because they've certainly got some talent there, but their defense they think is much improved, and it centers around a linebacker crew that they're pretty proud of, led by Robert Hayward, who was an all-conference selection.
Yeah, he was second-team all-conference last year with 99 tackles. He's got 207 career tackles, Rich. He's 6 foot, 235 pounds, and he roams that middle. He fast flows from that middle linebacker position. This team this year switched to a 3-4 scheme, so they'll have three down linemen, two middle linebackers, and two outside linebackers. Also, Keon Kay is an outstanding player. He has 181 career tackles and seven interceptions, including one returned for a touchdown in their last game.
They've also got a veteran secondary, including a Purdue transfer in Brandon Schumann.
Yeah, Schumann's a good one. He played at Purdue for 2 years, and last year he had 10 starts at Towson. He's got nine tackles on the season. Also, Kobe Tippett. Kobe Tippett is the son of Andre Tippett.
Right.
And he's gotten off to a really good start. He's their safety. He's got two interceptions so far this season. Of course, his dad was inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame in 2008 and currently works in the Patriots front office.
They've also got a transfer from the Michigan Wolverines, a big junior, Ronald Johnson. Do you think we'll see much of him tomorrow night?
Yes. 6'4", 270 pounds, spent 3 years at Michigan. He was on their scout team. He played a little bit. Got into a game against Hawaii, Rich, but this guy is a player, an All-American in high school in 2016, rated as one of the top 10 players in New Jersey. You'll see him on the field tomorrow. And also, they've got a transfer from Nebraska that I suspect Maine will see tomorrow. Quayshon Alexander, a 6'3", 250-pounder. He was at Nebraska for three seasons, didn't see game action, but he's been in the mix as well.
Bob Lucy with us on the game plan here on Downtown. Well, let's take a look first at the Maine offense, which around the country, people are quite surprised by what they're seeing, what looks like a better and a more high-powered offense than they expected from the Black Bears. We saw signs of that in the spring game and certainly in preseason. And it begins, of course, with the veteran quarterback, junior Chris Ferguson, who's already thrown for over 700 yards through two games.
Yeah, he's making big plays with his arm, Rich. And right now, Maine is fourth in FCS football in passing offense, averaging 369 yards passing per game. Ferguson's got five touchdown passes. I think what Maine needs tomorrow, if they're going to be successful, is they have to get better offensive balance using their collective talent. They've got to generate more of a ground game, only 52 yards rushing against Georgia Southern. Only 16 rushes by Maine running backs in that game, Rich. And we know over the years, Maine is at its best when they have that offensive balance, the ability to run, the ability to pass, keep the defense guessing, and attack the whole field. Take the shots deep downfield, but make sure they can defend those underneath routes too.
Maine's defense was beleaguered last week trying to contain that option. They played pretty well for a while, but against a team like that with that level of speed and talent, it's often just a matter of time. They were already without Deshaun Stevens and then also lost Jerron Grayer from the linebacking crew last week. It looks like Grayer will be back and will at least see some action. The biggest challenge clearly this week is containing Flacco and Shane Simpson.
Yeah, absolutely. Maine is going to have to do a good job with gap integrity this week. People have to stay at home, and when they rush Flacco, they need to stay in their rush lane. Don't allow him to climb the pocket. Don't allow him to scramble outside the pocket, Rich. That's when he becomes very dangerous. Last year against Maine, he actually gained 101 yards rushing, but he only had 67 net because of the four sacks. And he's very, very elusive, as we saw last year. And you think you've got him, he's cocooned two or three people around him, then all of a sudden he escapes. So I think discipline in the pass rush lanes is going to be very important. And Maine needs to do, obviously, a much better job stopping the run. They gave up 395 yards rushing last week. A lot of them were big plays. Maine allowed nine plays of 21 yards or more, and eight of those were runs, Rich. So Maine, I think, needs to have better gap control. They need to tackle better. They got to attack on the snap and be really good on first and second down situations. You don't want to give Towson a short field on third down. They're already converting 58% of their third downs this year.
I feel like it's just a statistical anomaly, but it is a little strange that two games in, the Black Hole defense, no sacks, no interceptions.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. And you're talking about a team last year, Rich, with a lot of returners that had 47 sacks, 117 tackles for a loss, and forced 31 turnovers, including 18 interceptions. I think they're going to get back on track with that this week. Last week was a bit of an unusual game, one of the more strange games I think we've ever seen. And with that option attack, you weren't expecting much of a pocket passing attack, so there weren't a lot of opportunities for sacks. And they pulled their starters on defense after about a half in the first game against Sacred Heart. Maine has got to get pressure on the pocket. They've got to disrupt the rhythm of this Towson offense. And to do that, again, I think they need to stop the run and then put them in those predictable passing situations and turn the heat up on Flacco.
Well, special teams could play a factor in a game like this as well. I thought David Gelb did a better job last week punting the football for the Black Bears, but Kenny Doak still with some early season struggles and Maine not being able to get that kickoff into the end zone.
Yeah, you're right, Rich. Start with David Gelb. He did improve a lot, averaged 40.3 yards per punt last week, which was a big improvement. Kenny Doak still struggling a little bit to find his range. One of three on field goals this year. He's missed a 37-yarder and a 40-yarder in the first couple of games. And I think in terms of the kickoff, there's no question, Rich, Maine has got to be able to get deeper kickoffs and get some touchbacks. It would be great if Shane Simpson never saw the ball on a kick return and was able to field it, because he is about as scary as it gets in FCS football. And, you know, he had 991 return yards last year. So they've got to get distance. They've kicked two of their kickoffs out of bounds over the first couple of weeks. I think a deeper kickoff and keep the punting going in the direction it did last week at Georgia Southern, 40-plus yards. And then I think, you know, for Maine, hopefully they can get some opportunities, because Ernest Edwards didn't get a sniff last week. Those balls were all kicked out of the end zone by Tyler Bass, one of the best kickers in the country for Georgia Southern.
And Towson boasts a couple very talented kickers, punter and Shane McDonough averaging more than 48 yards a kick, and one of the premier kickers in FCS football in Aiden O'Neill.
Yeah, he's a really good kicker, the best kicker in CAA football, Rich. And right now he's made over his career 55 of 73 field goals. He kicked a school record 22 field goals in 29 attempts for Towson last year, and he's only four field goals shy of the all-time CAA record. He's going to shatter that before the season's over. So he's a real weapon. He missed a 54-yard field goal, I believe, a week ago, but he's got that range. He's kicked a 57-yard field goal in high school and a 55-yard field goal at Towson. He holds the Towson record with that 55-yard field goal. So he's a weapon, and when you couple the punter averaging over 48 yards a punt with Aiden O'Neill with the 55 career field goals, and then, oh, by the way, in the return game, you've got guys like Shane Simpson, that is a real difficult special team crew to deal with for the Black Bears.
But the key stat, Bob, is none of those that we've covered so far. It's the one that you've been beating the drum about ever since last Saturday night, and that would be 11,601.
Yeah, and that would be an all-time record for football attendance at Maine. The current record, Rich, in 1951 against Bowdoin is 11,600, and I really hope people will come out and Maine can take down that record. This is a team that deserves the support. It is ranked seventh nationally, had a tremendous season last year going to the semifinals, and Maine has thrived at home in recent memory. Six straight wins. I believe they've won 9 of the last 10 at Alphon Stadium, and they need a good advantage in that home environment tomorrow night. So I really hope people will come out, and I think Maine's going to play a really good game. It's going to be exciting football. You've got two of the better offenses in FCS football. And right now you get two of the better pass defenses in FCS football as well.
7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow night. We hope to see you there. We'll be there for sure, partner. Thanks as always. Enjoy the Hall of Fame induction tonight, and we'll see you late afternoon tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, Rich. Looking forward to it.